Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Rachel Kearns, the new program director for the Mid-Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program. This is part one of a two-part interview. How about we start off? You'd like to tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Rachel Kearns, and I grew up in Southwest Iowa, Atlantic High School, is where I went to school. I moved to the Iowa City area to study at the University of Iowa. I had a degree in elementary education. I met my husband there, and we made this our home in Southeast Iowa. I currently live in North Liberty. I have three kids. My oldest goes to Penn Elementary in North Liberty, and then we homeschool our twin third graders here with Mid-Prairie.
How long have you worked for Mid-Prairie and specifically for the homeschool assistance program?
I started this job right out of college. Jan Childress hired me with no teaching experience at all, and so I've been able to really get to know homeschooling since 2006. So I've been with the program for 12 years now.
How did you start out in the Mid-Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program?
I started teaching enrichment classes, which are classes we offer our youngest kids from kindergarten up to sixth grade. So I was hired to do enrichment classes just 2 days a week, working very part-time. I started supervising families the following year and then slowly built my hours. Jan asked me to go 5 years ago full-time and take the assistant director position along with Rose Schrock, so we shared that position for the past 5 years.
For those who are unfamiliar, what does the homeschool assistance program do?
HSAPs are supporting homeschooling parents. As they are schooling their children, we provide teachers to come alongside the parents and set goals. We help assess students. We explore materials and options in homeschooling. We also offer classes for elementary school, middle school, and high school students that are led by our teachers. Parents will support those classes as well at home. So we give them 5 days of homework, and they work through it to make sure that they're keeping pace with the other kids who are studying the same things that they are. We also have special events here at the Homeschool Education Center that are led by our HSAP teachers, and we schedule field trips throughout the community. We have quite a bit going on for the kids who are homeschooling in Mid-Prairie.
When you were offered the role as one of the senior director positions, how did you feel going into that position?
It felt really natural for me. We've always worked as a collaborative team. So I know you used that term coordinator at the beginning of our visit, but that coordinator really was a term that we used for almost everyone in our staff, where we can work together to try to decide what programming opportunities do we want to offer our kids? What do we feel is the direction that we need to move as an HSAP? We tried to have our parents drive what we do and what we offer, because our program has to reflect what our parents need. So it really wasn't hard to think about directing or to think about leading, because we've always worked so closely together in those big decisions as far as programming and what we're offering.
How do you think you're qualified to assume the position of program director?
I've worked with this program, like I said, for 12 years. The last 5 years has been in this administrative role with Rose as my partner. Jan has really been intentional on giving us projects and responsibilities to lead where she could provide guided leadership and on-the-job training. So I feel very prepared for when she retires next year that we can continue to offer services to our families that are consistent with what they expect from homeschool.
How do you think HSAP will look next fall, you know, if it will change at all with you and Rose Schrock at the helm after Childress's retirement?
I hope that it is seamless. I imagine it looks a lot the same as what it does now. We did have to hire four new teachers this year. Our program continues to grow. So in order to support the families that we have enrolling, we will have some new faces around, and that will be great. But we do have a relationship already where Rose and I work so closely. I'm so fortunate to have her as my partner, and she was here for those very early years with Jan, so she has all those experiences to pull from and share. I know we're really going to miss Jan next year, so I think that will definitely look differently, but she's ready after all of her years of hard work for some rest and relaxation.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Rachel Kearns, the new program director for the Mid Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.